What Are We Looking At? By Ann Peterson. Read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is 2 Corinthians 4:18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Jesus was here. Even though he was born as a baby and walked this earth, Jesus knew it was not his home. We're also told in 1 John 2:15 through 17 that we're not to love the world or the things in the world. We read that the world will pass away, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. In John 15:19, John explains that if we were of this world, then we would be loved by the world. But the world hates us because we are not of this world. Jesus knew when he came to earth, he would be here for just a while. God had a purpose for Jesus' life, and Jesus fulfilled that purpose, even though he only had a ministry of a few years. But there's more going on than meets our eyes. Paul tells us in Ephesians 6:12 that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness. But sometimes we forget, and we try to fight in our own strength. This was illustrated so well in Jesus' time by the Apostle Peter. When Peter walked on the water to go to Jesus, he started out fine because his eyes were on the Lord. But when Peter looked elsewhere, noticing the wind and the waves, he immediately started to sink. I love that Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water out of obedience to Jesus' words. It probably didn't make any sense, but that didn't matter to Peter. Faith means we take one step at a time. Peter never would have experienced that miracle had he not chosen to obey God's voice. What's so meaningful to me is when Peter took his eyes off of Jesus and he went down in the water, Jesus immediately lifted him out. Jesus didn't chastise Peter or shame him for not keeping his eyes on him. He simply saved him. Later in his life, Peter would write letters to other believers, encouraging them to be self-controlled and vigilant, as we read in 1 Peter 5:8. We're told that the devil is just prowling around wanting to devour us. Each of us are fighting a spiritual battle. Satan spends his time trying to make those who follow Christ fearful. He tries to convince us that God doesn't care about our lives. And yet God's word is full of promises that contradict what Satan says. God tells us he will not leave us. He reminds us that he is our refuge. And he loves us more than anyone else ever has or ever will. So the question is, what are we looking at? Are our eyes on the stormy sea or on the Son who saves?
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.